There's been plenty of debate over the quality of the state tests and their purpose. But as any teacher will tell you, assessments are necessary. It just depends on what kind. WNYC's Yasmin Khan visited one school where testing is not a dirty word.
Let's get right to the student experience. When do you actually enjoy what you're doing in school? I put this to students at Westside Collaborative Middle School in Manhattan. Here's Kiona Hernandez, an eighth grader.
I feel like for all of us, we're most proud of our work when we like have like a connection to it. It's like there's motivation into what you're writing or what you're doing.
You need a connection. This is a school where the large majority of students are Black and Latino. Another eighth grader, Joya Gaskin, elaborates on Kiona's point.
When I did my To Kill a Mockingbird essay, I had a connection to it, and I felt proud of him, and I got a good grade. Yeah, Tom Robinson. But when I do like a Franklin Delano Roosevelt essay, I'm not going to really have a connection to it.
In this scenario, let's say Franklin Roosevelt is the annual state tests. I'm not questioning the importance of Franklin Roosevelt, but to students like Joya and others, Franklin Roosevelt feels divorced from real-life experiences in and outside the classroom. So it is with the state tests. They take up 6 days every school year. The other days, teachers at Westside Collaborative are working to help students build that sense of connection to the content and their own growth. One way teachers do it is by bringing students in on the process of figuring out what they've mastered or not. Paul Kehoe teaches science and humanities.
I've tried to really drive that home with students that it's really about knowing where you are, knowing where you want to go, and how much farther you have to go to get there.
They do this through assessments, some end-of-unit tests, but also lots of quick, low-pressure, not-for-grades quizzes. So you have a week of eighth-grade math lessons.
Yesterday, we was learning rotation for 90 degrees, and then the day before that, we was learning counterclockwise. And
the math teacher, Lorraine Pierre, then gives what she calls a checkup.
It's like maybe 4 questions. Sometimes it's just 1 question.
Sometimes students work in pairs, and they know what they got right or wrong either on the spot or the next day. All teachers do this everywhere. They see how students are doing through quizzes, tests, homework, even just observing students. These are called formative assessments, a completely boring education term that's kind of at the heart of teaching and learning. The point is to track students' progress. At a time when everything feels experimental in education, this is not. But Westside Collaborative is one of 14 schools working with an organization called Teaching Matters to do these types of assessments better, so teachers can put a laser-like focus on what students need help with and make students willing partners in it all.
I know in math we took like a quiz, and right after that quiz, I got a couple of things wrong, and we were given.
Fiona Hernandez explains how students come face to face with what they missed on a math quiz. Students get rubrics, outlines of expectations, and how far along on the path they are.
On top of the test, it would be like, oh, you met this standard. It was mastery, almost, near mastery, you know?
Mastery, near mastery, and remediation. Students and teachers use the same language to describe where students are. This applies to all subjects, and teachers use an online tool to track the data. Paul Kehoe admits it took a little while before students bought into all of these quizzes and tracking their own progress. It's required a bit of a culture shift around the idea of testing.
I think students realize that the assessment is not kind of a gotcha thing. I'm not trying to catch them not learning.
And when students have lots of chances to show they've mastered something, they feel a sense of pride when they get there.
And you start to see a switch from like this external motivation of like, I want to get good grades so that my parents aren't mad at me. And not that that disappears by eighth grade, but you can slowly start to see this internal motivation kind of subvert that.
He says maybe the word assessment is never going to be a favorite among his students, but the meaning is at least starting to change. For WNYC, I'm Yasmin Khan.